Pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
But hey, listen, I'm doing a little bit of work here. Hey, listen, don't be surprised. It's what they told us they were going to do. Got my Randy Lunsford shirt on today. Boy, boy. Send me some money. I'll send you 500. Give me 500 bucks and I'll get you a Randy Lunsford shirt. Thanks, Randy. Thanks for the shirt. Look, they told us they were going to do this. If you were to go back and you were to do a review, which I haven't had the chance to do, do a review of all the stuff that we've been talking about here on the show over the last, I don't know, 2-3 months. Folks, do you remember this? Do you remember when they told us, when I shared with you that their goal, the other side's goal was to get to January 20th with no president? Raise your hand if you remember me telling you that. They wanted to get to January 20th with no president. And I was sharing with the guys in the queue here before the show. I just walked in to get my Randy Lunsford shirt out and on. And my wife is laying there in bed. She said, well, did anything change? My little sweetheart wife, she wants it all to be okay and go away tomorrow, you know. Did anything change? I said, honey, listen, this is this ain't changing today. This ain't changing tomorrow. We are in for a long, long slog. And I'm going to tell you this. They cheated and they know they cheated and they don't care because their goal is to extend it beyond January 20th. That is their goal. I got up on the chart something I just found real quick. I can just tie so many things together here. Remember when we did the show on petitioning the government for a redress of our grievances? Remember that? I said, our problem is we don't have anybody to turn to right our wrongs, right? You remember that show? Raise your hand if you remember that show. Petition the government for a redress of our grievances. Who do we turn to? We went to Bill Barr this last weekend. Maybe. But you'd get stuff like this. By the way, this is from realclearpolitics.com. It's on the chart right now. You can look at it. In the state of Nevada, they have 1,277 registered voters. They're allowed to vote. 101.2 million, almost 1.3 million people are allowed to vote. Yet to project that nearly 1.6 million will vote. In other words, 25% more votes will be cast than people are registered. Pennsylvania, same thing. 6,500,000. Well, 7 million are going to vote. 9% more than they're registered. They're registered voters, folks. They're casting ballots. You understand how it works? When you get in line, you get an ice cream cone, and you got some kids behind you. You say, okay, how many get free cones? Let's see, 1, 2, 3. Okay, 6 of you. Okay, 6 of you get free cones. Get in line, and you get in line. And then when the ice cream's all divvied out, 12 people got ice cream cones. Say, well, how did they get? They weren't even on the list. Well, it doesn't matter. We're going to feed them anyway, right? So this is the vote fraud that's going on all around us. It's unbelievable. Wisconsin, more people voted than are registered. You remember this? I know you do. When I was talking about last week, maybe John Diamond predicted this. By the way, I'll get you in here in a second, John. Remember I was talking about all those ballots are being mailed. I said I got three ballots mailed to me. Remember me telling you that? Sure you do. Go back and check it. So I got three. So part of their plan was what? To flood everybody with ballots, ballot applications. Right? Why? Because they wanted me to get one? No. They were hoping I would throw it in the trash, or they were hoping wherever. But somebody was going to come along and they were going to dig out that ballot and they were going to send it in. And then they're going to do mail-in ballots. By the way, if you had a lottery ticket and you did a winning lottery ticket, you just won the big lottery, $100 million lottery ticket. Winner. How many of you would send it in the mail? How many would send your winning lottery ticket to the lottery commission in the mail? Well, nobody would. Nobody
Zero.
Would. Nobody would do that. Why? Because we don't trust the postal service. We don't trust that system. Yeah, we're going to flood America with probably millions of ballots. Hey, a ballot is not a vote. You do notice, don't you, that they're counting ballots, not votes. Ballots. A ballot is upon which you cast a vote. Folks, listen to the language. The left is saying that they want to count all the votes. Let's count all the votes. Well, yeah, let's count all the legal votes. Let's count all the legal votes.
And the they want to leave that word out, legal.
Yeah, they do. And so what we're dealing with right now, my friends, is we know that in Wisconsin and in Michigan and in Pennsylvania, and also now we're finding out in Arizona, the all of them being run by Democrats, the poll watchers or those who are there to verify the validity of the ballot that comes in have not had access to the ballot. They dumped 135,000 votes into Wisconsin, and the Republicans never got a chance to look at them. Guys, are you listening to what I'm saying? So as we dig into this and the lawsuits begin to come, what's going to happen? Well, we are going to see they're going to be examining the ballots. And what happens with ballots? Some get thrown out. Why do they get thrown out? Improper signature. Signature doesn't match what's on the law. Address doesn't match. Blah, blah. This is why it goes back to ID, voter ID and all this stuff, folks. So no matter where the totals are, see, they are right now counting as votes unverified ballots. Somebody raise your hand and say, oh, I get it now, coach. So please raise your hand out there and say, I get it now, coach. They're counting ballots. Oh, ballots. Ballots aren't votes, right? And they want us to go away and let all those fraudulent ballots count as votes.
Coach, I'd like to come in here.
Come on in, buddy.
I got a question. I need somebody to treat me like I'm stupid and explain politics 101 to me. Why is it the Democrats are controlling the political electional game from beginning to end? They pick who asks the questions in the debates. They're counting the votes. Why? This is a very, somebody smarter than me, help me understand.
Well, Bobby, they're being done in Democratic cities.
Well, why? Well, from even in the beginning process, they pick who asks the questions in the political debates. Why is that?
Oh, I get you.
I can answer that.
Go ahead.
You got to look at it. The two political parties, you have, you know, the Harlem Globetrotters and the Washington Generals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the Democrats are the Harlem Globetrotters and the Republican Party is the Washington Generals.
Right.
They're not there to win. They're there to make the other party successful. Now, there are exceptions in the Republican Party, but that's the overall structure.
Makes sense. And isn't it amazing? How many of you, can somebody name to me some powerful Republican politician who's come out in support of Donald Trump? Has Mitch McConnell been out there pounding on, we're going to get to the bottom of this? Huh?
Nope.
Huh? Nope. We're going to get to the bottom of this. Lindsey Graham, we're going to get to, no. Same thing.
Hey, Coach.
I'm saying all along, Donald Trump is not part of the Republican Party. Go, Paul.
Yep. E2 Brutus.
Et tu, Brute. Et tu, Brute. Right? Okay. Listen, I got some great stuff. I got some great stuff that I want to throw out at you today. And Man, this is we're in for a ride. Hey, John Diamond, while I'm thinking of it, John, come on in here. You sent me an email yesterday or text, I guess it was, and say, see, this is what I've been telling you. What is? Let everybody know what you've been telling us, John. We can hear you, man. You're open.
Yeah, Coach. I mean, we talked about this on one of your other shows. I don't remember if it was during the recording or if it was after the. After the session, but when this COVID-19 thing started, you know, like a lot of people, you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah.
Okay. When this COVID-19 thing started, you know, like a lot of people, I was concerned. You know, I got a wife and four kids. And so I went to the Lord, and plus I got people at church that asked my opinion when they're worried about things. So I went to the Lord in prayer and spent a day or two fasting, praying about the COVID-19 crisis. I had no intentions of thinking anything about election or anything else. And what the Lord showed me, he said, this COVID-19 thing was just the next attempt that when the coup failed and the impeachment failed, they needed to lock down four states. And this is what he told me. And I told everybody on this show, and I stood there in my church and I showed maps. I said, if they can flip the vote in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, and Wisconsin, if they can flip the votes in those four states that normally go blue that went red for Trump, they can steal this election. Well, guess which states locked down worse than anybody else? Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, and Wisconsin. And and I just knew from that point on, their whole idea was just to lock the states down so that they could go ahead and flood the voting system with all these fraudulent ballots. And I mean, look at what happened. So, I mean, I told my church this over 6 months ago. I've told your show this, and that's exactly what's happening. That's what we need to get the word out to the rest of the believers and those who understand, you know, the Marxism that's taken this country over. That's all this has been about from the very beginning. So we need to make sure that we're being the altar.
Folks, listen, this is just beginning. I'm typing something. I'm sending something, Mike.
Well, Coach, folks, while you're typing.
This is just the beginning. This is just the beginning, folks. This is going to go on for months and months and months. Go ahead. Is that you, Mike?
Yeah. Coach, John Diamond is absolutely spot on. Here is the problem. These guys have no problem with us calling them cheaters and liars.
They don't.
Look right at us and do it because they know we'll do nothing about it.
Yes, sir. That's their plan. That's what they're hoping for. So the whole COVID thing, everything is all tied together because it was COVID that made the possibility of the mail-in ballots. Do you remember that? You guys remember that? These folks are so devious and so far ahead of us. Hey, Mike, pull up that thing I just sent you. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Coach, they are ahead of us, but guess what? We got some tricks coming too, don't we?
Yeah, we do, Vinny, and I'm gonna jump into some of those things here today. Mike's getting ready. You understand, don't you? Golly, thank you, Lord. Just slow me down, Holy Spirit. Oh, I got stuff just busting to get out of me. I got a haircut. My daughter gave me a haircut. I feel better today. The Lord hates unjust weights and measures. The Lord hates it, folks. He hates unjust weights. Now, I'm going to ask you something. Do we? And how long are we as Christians going to continue to live in this government, in this culture, in this society where we don't demand just weights and measures? How long? Because until we do that, we're not, folks, you can lie all yourself to you. You're not impacting the culture if you allow lies and unjust weights and measures to permeate our society. We are not expanding the kingdom. We're not advancing the kingdom. We're not doing any part of it if we remain silent. You with me? I sent this to a lot of people yesterday. I got this from Jeremiah Johnson. And I don't always get into people's... Listen to me. The Lord's doing something, folks. This ain't over. Okay? Please, don't take this wrong. This is not over. This is just beginning. This will be our finest hour. I got some stuff to show you. So this was a prophecy from Jeremiah Johnson, okay? And he said this, pray. Over the past year, Mike, could you go up a little bit higher on my screen for me if you could, bud? Keep it near the top. That's what, yeah, over the past year, there's been much discussion over Jeremiah's book, Trump and the Future of America. Of particular interest is chapter 9, where Jeremiah gave an answer to the most frequent question he's been receiving all the time and throughout the year: will Donald Trump win the 2020 election? Now, hey, folks, if he doesn't, there's going to be a lot of prophets going to be being poked in the eye, aren't there? His answer is in the chapter titled "The Winner of the 2020 Election." Is currently unfolding right before our very eyes as we watch state polling results trickle in, even as this email is being typed. In this chapter, Jeremiah discusses a dream he had where he saw a vision of President Trump running the Boston Marathon. This is going to give me goosebumps. It will give you goosebumps as well. As he approached the finish line, onlookers began to hiss, shout, and spit on the president as he neared closer and closer to the finish. Can you see this? Get this picture of Donald Trump. Is this ever going on or not? As he drew within 100 yards, the president fell. Completely exhausted and gasping for air to get up and cross the finish line, two older women emerged from the crowd and somehow squeezed past his bulky security guards. One of the two women required a walker just to be able to advance closer to the ailing president, and the other woman had a cane. And as they drew near to him, a supernatural rush of wind enabled them to lift up the president and inch him ever so slightly across the finish line. After the dream, Jeremiah was given the revelation that the two older women represented the role of the praying church who would carry him across the finish line in a last second victory. The two women, the praying church, also represented an entire generation of people in the United States, me, the baby boomers. We believe that the baby boomers have done their part in this election to make sure to get out and cast their vote, as we saw millions standing in line wrapping around city blocks for the chance to make sure the vote had counted. But now is the time for the supernatural rush of wind that is stirred up by the prayers of the church. Saints, we are right smack dab in the middle of this prophecy. Will you join in? Bombard heaven with your prayers to supernaturally lift up President Trump and help him edge over the finish line. This is what will ultimately determine the outcome of this long and grueling election. There's an enormous battle raging right now in the spirit realm. But darkness is trying to prevent itself from being exposed. We're calling all saints, intercessors, and prayer warriors to lift up the supernatural wind and help the president who's called for such a time as this to cross the finish line. Will you intercede for this nation? What a picture that is, huh?
Hey, Coach.
Do you really think that the left is going to go with a whimper? Are you kidding? Go ahead, whoever that was, go on.
Yeah, Coach, that was me. You know, I appreciate Jeremiah Johnson's vision and everything, and I agree with it, but I think he got the little bit of a skewed take on it. It's not the prayers that brought him across the finish line. It's the action.
It's the ladies picking him up, right? The old ladies picking
him up. Those prayers of those ladies were converted into action against, you know, wheelchair and on a cane and physically not able to look at the situation, and they're not able to do what they're supposed to do. But they took action, and then a supernatural wind added to that action. But just sitting there and praying without taking any action of any kind is useless, my friend.
Yes, sir. I'm with you, Larry. You're singing my song. You know that you are. Listen, this is important. It might go to unjust weights. Click on that real quick. I got so much to give you.
You mean they positioned themselves, Larry, for the anointing of God,
yes, sir.
They did not let their excuses stop them.
That's right. They didn't count on Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity to pull in across the line. Right? Yeah,
along with their prayers. At bingo, they positioned themselves. They didn't wait for God to lift them up off the ground and move them on his own. God depends on obedient children taking action.
So I want you all to stop and think about it. If you ever had any kids that played sports, of course, my whole life was coaching sports. Do you ever go to a ball game and watch the umpire make a bad call and screw your team?
Yeah. Huh?
You just kill the umpires. There's something inside of us that hates injustice. It's supposed to. Yet the church sits down and watches the umpires cheat, and the church doesn't even care. The church doesn't rise up. They don't scream and holler. They don't say, kill the umpires. No, we're told to follow and obey the umpires. Well, they're making the calls. It's their job. They're hired to do it, right? Well, folks, I pulled up today 11 Bible verses, not weights and measures. Leviticus 19:35 says, you shall do no wrong in judgment, in measurement of weight or capacity. You shall have just balances, just weights, a just ephah, and a just hin. I am the Lord your God who brought you out from the land of Egypt. Deuteronomy says, you shall not have in your bag different weights, a large and a small. You shall not have in your house differing measures, a large and a small. You shall have a full and just weight. You shall have a full and just measure, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you. Thus says the Lord God, enough, you princes of Israel, put away violence and destruction, and practice justice and righteousness. Stop your expropriations from my people, declares the Lord God. You shall have just balances, a just ephah, and a just bath. Hear ye, hear this, you who trample the needy to do away with the humble of the land, saying, when will the new moon be over so that we may sell grain, and the Sabbath that we may open the wheat market, to make the bushel smaller and the shekel bigger, and to cheat with dishonest scales, and so as to buy the helpless for money, and for the nation, for the needy, for a pair of sandals, and that we may sell the refuse of the wheat. How about the inflation, deflation, messing with the dollar? Huh? Come on, folks! A merchant whose hands are false balances, he loves to oppress. And Ephraim said, surely I have become rich. I have found wealth for myself. And all my labors, they will find in me no iniquity, which would be sin. Micah says, is there a man in the wicked house, along with treasures of wickedness and a short measure that is cursed? Can I justify wicked scale? Hey, church, you going to sit quietly by and let them cheat? Can I justify wicked scales and a bag of deceptive weights? For the rich men of the city are full of violence. Her residents speak lies, and their tongue is deceitful in their mouths. Proverbs, differing weights and differing measures, both of them are an abomination to the Lord. Equal justice, baby! A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. A just balance and scales belong to the Lord. All the weights of the bag are his concern. Differing weights are an abomination to the Lord, and a false scale is not good. Do not move the ancient boundary, which your fathers, it's all, folks, it's all throughout the scriptures. It's all throughout. And we, the church, are sitting here. How long have we been watching all of this stuff go on? All of it go on and not do anything about it. So I want to throw that out there. Hey, let's do this one. No, is that what I want? I got so much to show you here. How cheating is done, Mike. Pull it up. Or somebody else, somebody got something they want to bark out about? Come on in right now.
Because, well,
yes.
The way I mentioned about Sharpie Gate. You see the thing?
Oh, that- I saw that one too, Vinny. I saw. Oh. Hey, folks, for you don't know Sharpie Gate, that was in Phoenix or in Arizona. They handed out people Sharpies to mark with, knowing the Sharpies wouldn't register on the when it was red. It had regular ink had to be used in order to be read by the machine, and they handed out Sharpies in Republican districts, knowing that it wouldn't be read. Go ahead, Larry. No, John Diamond. Anybody? I see a bunch of microphones open. That's what I'm looking at. Craig, go.
Hey, Coach.
Pull up. Google witches use blue moon to cast binding spell against Trump before election.
was published on November 1st by Adam Berkowitz.
Are you listening to that, Mike? Go ahead, John Diamond, while we pull that up. Go ahead, John.
Hey, yeah, you mentioned Jeremiah Johnson. He had a prophecy back in July that I shared with my church just because of if it's relevance to the, my Appeal to Heaven book. Let me just read you a little bit of the prophecy. He said, in my dream last night, I found myself on a concrete platform under Lady Liberty, and her whole body was underwater. And he said what he saw, and I'm going to just cut to it. They saw a bunch of boats, and it said on each ark had the remnant painted on the sides, and they were flying two flags. One was the American flag, and the other was the Appeal to Heaven flag. And then he said it was a two-part warning. One is that the light of liberty is not out yet, but the remnant is going to have to begin shouting. And that's exactly what you're saying. So it's a word of encouragement, but it's also a word of warning that we are very, very close to going under as a nation, but it's not over. And that's why I believe God gave me this Appeal to Heaven book 12, you know, almost 10 years ago. If we just apply that, if we don't have a redress of grievances on this earth other than, you know, Barr, but we can go to heaven and watch him work, you know, work miracles.
Amen. 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 Hey, so here's what Craig said, which is they're using the Halloween blue moon to cast out Trump. Huh? We're not going to read down through it, but, you know, we went through that blue moon. Is that what they called it? That blue moon or the harvest moon? They called it some different kind of moon. I can't remember. But again, we don't believe in this power, do we? We don't believe in the dark power. We don't believe in the good. We don't even believe in the power of light anymore either. Huh? Oh, my goodness. Okay, listen.
Coach, did you go out and look at that moon?
I did. Yes.
That was election day. I know.
Well, I don't know if I can find it. Randy, I don't know if there's a way you can do it. Maybe on my phone. I'm trying to multitask here. You should have seen the cross at Sky High. Mike, go to my Facebook page. Maybe you can find it there. The cross at Sky High with the full moon coming is unbelievable. Yes, whoever's speaking, go ahead.
Hey, Dave. Okay. Dave, Roger. Real quick. I agree with everything that's being said. Here's my question. Why should the nation of America expect mercy and grace from God right now? We have kicked him out of the schools. We are killing his children. We have allowed marriage to go with two men getting it on. So my question is, as much as I am hopeful that he is moving, would we be surprised if he gave us what we deserve?
No, we're getting what we deserve, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't fight for what's right. That's what it comes down to. Mike, don't worry about it. Just trust
me.
Hey,
Coach.
Yeah, Randy's got it on his screen. If you guys can see Randy has a picture. We took that the morning. Boy, Randy, how can I get that? How can I get that up there? Keep going. Keep going, Mike. We'll find it. We'll find it.
Hey, Coach.
Yes, sir.
We need to take a look at the awesomeness of God. How, look at that chart you put up and look at election night. You know, we have been talking about the fraud, you know, in places like InfoWars and, oh, it's just conspiracy theory. And God just set it out there for anyone who wants to see how corrupt our nation has become.
Yes, sir.
He's just made it obvious that you, I mean.
Well, and so two things come into my mind as you say that. Number one, the church has no excuse. Church has no excuse.
Exactly.
And if the church does not rise up against this clearly unjust weights and measurements, then see, the church, we got all the power we ever need, right? We have it all. But we have to exercise it. There's a picture of the cross put up by Bob Evans at Sky High. Randy has a better one, that better picture than I have. But folks, this was absolutely unbelievable. This was taken just at before sunrise, I think, just before moonrise, wasn't it, Randy? That full moon. If Randy's picture is better, the full moon is right in the base of that cross. It's amazing. Oh, cool. Okay, so Mike, you did a great job there. Appreciate you doing it. Let's go back to the steel is on. No. What did I tell you to put up there, Mike? God, I got too much information today. LeBoy looks fat.
Hey, Coach.
He looks fat in that picture. Yeah.
I don't think that we, you know, I'm not saying that we need to wait for President Trump to call us out to act, but I think we could scare the diggings out of these people that's trying to take over our country if everybody would, if everybody that voted for Trump would get on Facebook or get on Twitter or whatever and put something like I put on Facebook last night that says, President Trump, let us know when and where you need us. We got your back. We're ready to go.
That's right.
And if everybody that voted, if everybody that voted for Trump put that out all at the same time, millions of people, it'd scare the dickens out of them Democrats.
Well, let's keep after because that's one of the things I'm going to show you here, okay? Bear with me a second. Confession of voter fraud. I was a master at fixing mail-in ballots. This guy explains how it's done, okay? So we understand. Remember, folks. All of the mail-in ballots that were sent. Raise your hand if you got a mail-in ballot or application for a mail-in ballot. Huh? Nobody did? I got many of them. A top Democratic operative says voter fraud, especially with mail-in ballots, is no myth. Mail-in ballots have become the latest flashpoint in elections. But the political insider who spoke on condition of anonymity because he fears prosecution said fraud is more the rule than the exception. His dirty work has taken him through weeds of municipal and federal elections. Tells where he does. Election that is swayed by 500 votes, 1,000 votes, it can make a difference, he said. The whistleblower, whose identity rap sheet has been kept quiet, explains how it's done, especially in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and a critical 2020 swing states. So there's a mail-in ballot. I'm telling you, I got about four of them in the mail. Okay. He says there's no race in New Jersey from the city council of the United States that we haven't worked on. Bernie Sanders diehard. He's in it. Mail-in voting can be complicated. It's tough enough that 84,000 New Yorkers had their ballots thrown out. Look, here's what he's saying. If you examine the ballot, most of them aren't going to pass muster. 84,000, they get thrown out. So here's how they do it. Phony ballots. Ballot has no specific security features like a stamp or watermark. So the insider said he would just run off his own ballots. He'd just run them off. And remember, they'd get the envelopes I was telling you about. Return envelopes are secure. So you have to have a return envelope, but he would put fake ballots in the return envelopes and send them in as if they had come from real voters. Go on down, Mike. He would have his operatives fan out, go house to house, and get these ballots from people. Sometimes they'd pay him money, whatever. They would get the ballot. They'd go to these people who had these ballots and say, we will mail this in for you or whatever. Or some of them had already already filled them out. They would take them back. They would put steam over them. They'd open them up, and they'd put a new ballot in and send, because the envelope that's sent in is watermarked, all right? So it takes 5 minutes per ballot. So they were inside jobs, he said. The tips have said some postal employees were in on the scheme, and they would take out some votes, throw them away. Some they would reseal, put in others. Next one, Mike, says in 2017, more than 500 mail-in ballots in New York City never arrived. Why? Because they would take them. Then they would go into nursing homes. They'd go to the assisted living places and find these old people in these nursing homes, and they would get them from them. Then they would do voter impersonation. When all else failed, the voters would send in operatives to vote live in these stations, yada, yada, yada. So this stuff is going on, has been going on, and is real. So they are already well-trained and well-positioned to pull off the fake ballots. This is nothing new, okay? I will make this point again. Donald Trump's going to have to demand, or maybe the Supreme Court will do it, a re-evaluation and recounting of all the ballots, especially the mail-in ballots. That's what's going to have to happen. And we'll find out that 50% of them probably aren't even valid. So when those 135,000 ballots dropped in Wisconsin, at least half of them are probably phony. And unless somebody goes in and looks at them, sees the watermark, they'll be counted as real. Somebody come in.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
Hey, Coach. There's a statistical anomaly with the Wisconsin votes. For some reason, they produced 89% of the votes that they produced, 67% of the votes for the last 20 years. Gee, I wonder what that's all about.
Well, here's the crazy thing from what I understand, Vinny. The ballots that they got, I could be wrong, but this is what I understand. The ballots that came in were Joe Biden only, meaning they didn't vote for a senator. They didn't vote for a local, what do they call it, any local initiatives. They didn't vote for local representatives. They were Joe Biden ballots only. People single voted. Yes.
Yeah, I listened to Mark Levin last night, who's excellent on this stuff, and a reporter from the Washington Times came out and broke that all down. And she not only said that 90%, she goes, if you go by county, how this must have happened. But he goes, for 90% of the state, that itself is a mathematical cannot happen. He said, then she went on to say, but because of the amount of voters still, there would have had to have been 90,000 that day registering to vote. And she said, that's absolutely impossible.
Couldn't do it. So I'm going to show you a couple of things. I don't know how real they are. Mike, down at the bottom. See, you get all kinds of conspiracy theories going on. We know this, don't we? We know, I hope, that President Trump and his team knew they were going to cheat. They knew it, right? They knew it. So did they let them cheat on purpose?
Yes. Yes.
And I got some stuff to show you here, Mike, if you can. I have two of them down at the bottom that say watermark. If you could click on those, can show people exactly what I'm talking about here.
Coach, you remember Bill Barr? He said, wait, we got to get through this election.
Yes.
Remember he said that, Coach?
I do. So look, folks, these are just some things. I've seen these more than once, but I wanted to share them with you just as possible. I don't know, okay? I don't know. Boom, election fraud update. If you've been following for a long time and you know the term watch the waters, you probably understood it to mean the Three Gorges Dam, but that was not what it was referring to. The watch the water intel refers to the watermark on the official election ballots. Now listen, friends, for the first time ever, President Trump, up through an executive order, however he did, I don't know, required not only the watermark on the envelope that it was mailed in, but a watermark on the ballot. You say, well, what's a watermark? Yep. It's like an invisible stamp that unless you're looking for it, you don't see it. But every ballot has to have this now official ballot watermark on it to do what? To stop this cheating that's been going on. That somebody can't copy and just put ballots in. So the original ballots are also registered on a QFS blockchain to prevent fraud. 12 states were targeted. The National Guard has been deployed in 12 states, Alabama, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Colorado, Texas, Wisconsin, Tennessee, Washington, Virginia, Delaware, Illinois, and Kentucky. And they are now counting the official ballots, the watermark ballots. The Dems fell right into the trap of this sting operation, and President Trump has it all. Fraud will be exposed for the world to see.
The National Guard has been deployed in 12 states, Alabama, Arizona, Pennsylvania,
and it
Colorado,
isn't, and isn't it fancy how the amazing Justice Amy confirmed. Somebody needs to turn the microphone off.
And they are now.
I'm getting feedback in my ear. And it isn't fancy how the amazing Justice Amy was confirmed right before the election so that she can rightfully take care of business of election fraud. Oh, and this is only the beginning of the epic times that lie ahead. So did Trump win by a landslide? You're soon going to find out. The next one, Mike. The next one. There were. I'll give you time. There were two of those I sent to you. Watermarks. Okay, now, friends, this is an official document. This is from Alex Padilla, Secretary of State of California, August 5th, 2020. County clerk registration of voters, memorandum number, all county clerk registrars, yada, yada, yada. RE regarding general election ballot tint and watermark assignment. Pursuant to election section 13002 in the California Code of Regulations, Title II, section yada yada yada, the Secretary of State's office has selected a design and color combination for use in November 3rd, 2020 election. The watermark for the November 3rd, 2020 general election is the C California poppy. For the background and similar watermark is red plus 192. So this is nothing more than verification that the Secretary of State says every ballot now has a watermark on it for the first time in American history. You guys, you understand the significance of this? So if they count only official ballots, Trump will win by a landslide. Come on in, somebody.
Coach,
absolutely.
We just saw a sting. We just went through a sting by the Trump and by the just people in government. They got them, Coach.
I think they do too, Randy. I think they do.
I believe here's a problem, and I agree. There's no doubt about it. When you look at D.C. and you see 95% or 98%.
Hey, Coach. Democrats.
Just a minute. Go ahead, Dale.
Yeah, the 98%. The problem is that once again, Barr and the rest of them, what do they have to select from to help them in the D.C. area, whether via court of laws or petitioning? 95 to 98% of those people vote Democrat. Brother, they are in a cesspool of evil. How do you select anything good out of there? He has to go outside of the realm of Washington, D.C. Yep. to find anything.
94%. I just posted this yesterday. I saw it. Washington, D.C. voted 94% for Joe Biden. Come on in now, Patrick. Come on in now. Go ahead and unmute yourself. Well, we're waiting. Somebody else? Silver, go ahead, Silver.
Okay. I was going to reread what you just read because just to make it clear for listeners, the watermark for the November 3rd, 2020 general election is the California poppy. The tent for the background and watermark.
Yeah, Coach, I was wondering what you think about maybe the possibility of restricting voting rights to people who own property.
That's a whole different. That's where it used to be, Patrick. That's a whole different issue. Only property owners be able to vote. I'm with you. I'm with you on that. We'll see. Go ahead, Joe.
And it says the watermark and the tent must appear on the ballot itself.
Right.
Not only on the stub. Okay. And so it's a color on color type of combination thing. And so it's easy to see as far as the counters are concerned. Okay. But you cannot duplicate it.
Folks, do you understand that I'm trying to make this as simple as I can. All of these early mail-in ballots, Larry Richardson could have done 10 of them. He could have got them from people around him. He could have given them $5, and he could have filled it in for them and sent them all in, right? They could have been fraudulent. We don't know. So all of these early mail-in ballots, some of them probably don't even have a watermark on it. Or if Larry is filling one in for Myra, Larry may not have the proper information of Myra's address, and he may not have her signature. The fact is all of these votes came in mail-in ballots does not mean they are official votes. Yeah, do we understand this? They're not official votes. They're ballots, not votes. A ballot is not a vote.
It has to be validated first before it can become a vote.
It has to be validated. And how's one of the things that has to be validated? Postmarked, right? The water seal, proper signature, all of these things. See,
hey, Coach, could validate them? Who could validate them, Coach? Who is?
We can.
Who is unbiased enough? No, it doesn't work that way. Y'all know that. I mean, in our government, there's no unbiased organization to handle anything, not just voting or elections.
Right.
Where in our country is unbiased anymore?
Boy, isn't that true, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Yep.
What a great point. Who does the validation? You know, most states, probably every state, has a process whereby you have these not only poll watchers watching the voting take place, but there is in the state law a requirement for anybody, any party that has a candidate on the ballot to be in the room when the ballots are actually counted and determined to be real or not. And right. then, and that's what some of the lawsuits that the Trump campaign has filed is that they were not allowing their Republican vote counters into the rooms when the votes were being counted and stuff, which is against virtually every state law, to my knowledge.
Well, there you go, Gilbert. It's unjust weights and measures, right? Folks, listen, understand this, please. This all began with the church. Unjust weights and measures began with the church.
Here's another quick note. They knew this was happening for 4 years when Trump got elected. All right. They've been doing whatever they're doing for 4 years for this moment. So whatever we need to undo, they've been doing for 4 years, which That's means right. move, counter move. What will they do if we do this? See, they've for 4 years, even though they're stupid and don't have intelligence because they're driven by unintelligent demons, they still have been planning for 4 years. So it's sloppy, it's messy, but look, who's going to challenge them whenever the American people have scales on their eyes?
Hey, Mark, in Pennsylvania, what Larry talking about, watching the counting, they're smart and conniving. What they did is set in place. Yeah, you can watch, but you have to be, I don't know if it's 200 or 400 feet away from the person actually looking at the ballot. So you can't
have
even
y'all seen anyway. Well, have y'all seen it? They have the windows covered up.
Right.
They've covered the entire building up. So even the people 100 feet away, 200, they can't see in there. So that itself, why are they covering the windows up? They're saying, oh, we think people read the ballots outside. We're protecting privacy.
Right.
Hey, Coach, in Nevada, yeah. It was all electronic. No paper whatsoever. You didn't sign with ink. They had the pad where you try to do it. And it's very, very hard to have your signature actually like you want it to be. With that Monticello big stub pencil they had, and it's just it's a validation signature.
Well, it's all designed to make validation almost impossible. They want cheating. They want cheating. Come on.
Hey, Coach Donald Trump. Donald Trump will not concede this until there's. Well, I'll say this. I read a tweet. Eric Trump or Donald Trump Jr. said, responded to about the Supreme Court, and that he said exactly. In other words, we already know this is going to go down to the Supreme Court. And he said exactly. So the Trump people, Coach, they know this is going to play out, and he will not concede the presidency until this is determined. I don't know what we're going to see when it comes January.
But see, Mike, get ready. That's what I go. Both sides, well, the left particularly doesn't want it decided by January. They don't want it decided by January, right? And so they're going to do everything they can now to claim victory, say Joe Biden's the president, so that they can say, see, Trump won't accept it. We warned you. Trump won't accept the result. We warned you. He wouldn't leave off. See what they've done? So they've done a good job of trying to box in. Mike, I just sent you something. And it's a little video I want you to play. You guys, do you see what they've done? Do you see the setup? Or somebody said the chess move. Now, the question is, has Trump's team just been sitting there with their fingers up their hind end? Or have they been moving as well? we have to believe that they have been moving as well. Now, I just found this this morning. President Trump, this is on October 28th. So this is 6 or 7 days ago. They asked, there's a little video at the bottom, Mike, in the middle. Scroll down. That video right there, bud. Get that one ready. Listen to what President Trump says about mail-in ballots 10 days ago. 10 days ago. Go ahead, Mike. See if we can get that going.
You got to send in a ballot. So complicated, too. They have instructions. You do the ballot, then you do this.
President Trump has had some questions about mail-in ballots.
Who's sending them? Where are they going? Who's getting them? Who's delivering them?
I wanted to go and vote. Why are they sending me those ballots?
Oh, wait a minute. You have 2 weeks to count them. Does that mean we have to hold up the whole election? What the hell are they doing?
Luckily, we have some answers. All states allow at least some form of mail-in voting, but some have made it more accessible to voters than others. When it comes to remote voting, America's states fall into several categories. We'll start with what Trump likes to call solicited ballots.
You have solicited and unsolicited.
This just means the voter has specifically requested the ballot.
Sometimes you'll ask for a ballot. That's a solicited ballot. It's okay. You have to go through a process. You have to sign a form. You get it.
12 states will automatically send registered voters an application to request their mail-in ballot. Voters in 24 states need to request applications for mail-in ballot.
Sometimes you'll ask for a ballot.
That's look again. I want you to look.
12 states...
A little bit more. Let your eyes work for you.
Will automatically send registered voters an application.
Stop. Look at the states where they just send unsolicited mail-in ballots. Look at them. And where are we having the questions today? Why, that'd be Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio, they tried to do parts of Pennsylvania. You see? See what's going on? It's all been designed. If you go a little bit further, so you understand the difference between a solicited ballot. I do paperwork to get them to, they call it an absentee ballot. Those are good. But a ballot they just send to you? They don't even know if you still live there. Comes to some address. This is rife. See, listen, friends. They just want to be able to yell that Trump won't follow the law. See, he won't follow the law. He doesn't want all ballots counted. He doesn't want all votes counted. No, he wants all legal votes counted. Legal votes counted. Unjust weights and measures.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
That table you should put up at the beginning, the fact that they had to go way over the registered number of voters in those states, that shows that Trump got tremendous amounts of overwhelming votes in those states.
Sure,
so we can't listen to the talking snake media. We have a tremendous amount of people supporting this president, and they're trying to make it seem like that's not the case.
Amen. So, Mike, real quick. Hang on. Let me tell Mike what to pull up here real quick, okay? Pull up the first one, Mike. We must fight now. As Mike's pulling that up, go ahead. Whoever that was.
Dave. Yes. Chad. All right. Chad. Just saying. So the question is, rhetorical question, what are we going to do? Are we going to just sit and wait and let fate decide it? They're going to all this stuff roll out, and, of course, did Trump get elected? Well, what happens if he gets reelected? What happens if he doesn't? What are we going to do? What are we going to be doing?
So well, Chad,
I think we get our game plan on, and this is what, look, how are we going to push forward?
Okay, Chad, we're running the same train. We're both running down the same train. The steel is on what Republicans must do next to guarantee victory. Scroll down through this, Mike. Let's give this a real quick read, okay? The battle's on. It's already gone on. They're already counting the votes. They're going to listen, friends. They want to declare Joe Biden president, so it looks like Trump won't accept it. That's what they want to do, okay? So what do we need to do? What do we need to do? Republicans are asking for their elections to be snatched away from them. They're asking for it. For months, Democrats signaled that they were ready to do anything to drive Trump from presidency. So here's what we must do. Number one, challenge every single ballot in the Supreme Court if necessary. We have to, okay? Florida, America's third largest state, had no trouble counting all of its votes in a few hours, right? And Texas, the same thing. But all these Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, these Democratic controlled, they couldn't. And Fox News was playing right in there with them. They're all playing in there. They all hate Trump. So challenge every ballot. Going down, Mike. Number two, hold rallies in contested states. We ought to be holding rallies in Michigan and in Wisconsin and in Pennsylvania, letting them know we are not going away. We're not going to go away, that we're watching them, and we're going to keep the pressure on. Republicans cannot afford to sit on the sidelines. If they want the president to remain in office, they must rally in the streets as well and vocally reject this coup. Number three, GOP legislators in swing states must move to seat Trump electors. Again, we can't sit around, man. We can't sit around because they are going to do everything they can to use lousy, unjust weights and measure to validate Joe Biden as president. And once he's in, then they're going to say, see, Trump just told you he wouldn't leave, told you he wouldn't follow the law, told you he's a liar and a cheat. It's all set up for that.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Driving back from Jared's house last night back home, I had the feeling, unction, or whatever some people might want to call it, that we need to get back to William Barr's house this time. Our posters and stuff need to say, we support law and order. We support William Barr. We demand a voter irregularity investigations now, now, now. I mean, like you say, we've got to do something to visibly let the administration know that there are people out here who support them, and to let the rest of the country know that there's a few people willing to do something.
Rallies are more important now than they were before the election. And let me tell you something. Trump won overwhelmingly, folks. Listen to me. Those mail-in ballots, all those mail-in ballots, many of them are fraudulent. They're fraudulent ballots, folks. And so when they said that, like in Wisconsin, before they ever went to the, before the ballots, before the polls were ever opened, Joe Biden had like an 800,000 vote lead because of the mail-in ballots. Folks, how many of those are even real? How many of those votes are even real? Yet they're being counted as real. And then Trump comes out with the greatest turnout ever in history. And then they cheat a little bit more. Remember I said last time, Hillary Clinton election, they didn't cheat enough. They underestimated how much they had to cheat. And when the turnout was great, they hadn't cheated enough. Well, this time, they waited to see how many votes Trump was going to get so they knew how much they had to cheat.
Yeah.
Hey, Coach. How about we do this? There's no way I can do this. I mean, but it's just an idea. How about we have a revote?
Yeah.
Only of registered voters, no absentee votes, no unsolicited votes, but absentee voters. And if you do it that way, and no pre-voting, okay? And we could do it this way. A through H, November 23rd. J through Q, the 24th, and K through Z, the 25th. And then we all go have Thanksgiving.
That's the way it used to be, right? Election Day used to be Election Day.
That's correct. But because of the volume now we're talking about, you really have to spread it over 3 days.
They're not incapable of organizing an election. They're just incapable of doing it fairly.
Yes, because their plan is not to, right?
Hey, Coach, how does Barack Obama stand in the face of Joe Biden looking at him and saying, I got more votes than you did? Do we see the craziness of it, that Joe Biden got more votes than any other president ever?
We're not that dumb, are we? He couldn't get six people in a parking lot. Right? He couldn't get six people in a parking lot. And we're to believe, because the narrative was what? Everybody, America hated him. America. And see, still again, they could not believe that many Trump voters would turn out. They still underestimated it. They couldn't believe it, that many people would turn out after they had pre-cheated the whole thing. So listen, let's do this. We got to break off here today. Let's make this our goal to figure out a plan. What do we need to do? What do we need?
Amen.
We know we can do it. We can come up with the resources to help you right where you are in your town, organize something. We need to begin to do that, folks. And let's strategize over the next few days exactly how we're going to make that work. Hey, listen, Trump won. We're going to find out he won. Don't lose faith. Don't lose heart. Keep fighting. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.